I am thrilled to welcome to the studio this evening a young woman who's spending an entire year touring the United States with a very special mission to celebrate diversity through cultural competency. She also happens to be the first Indian American and the second Asian American woman, and perhaps you've guessed by now, but in the studio this evening is none other than the reigning Miss America, Nina Davuluri. Welcome to Cincinnati. Welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you here. You were crowned Miss America in September of last year, and so far you've traveled constantly, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
Your platform, let's talk about that first. To quote, it's celebrating diversity through cultural competency. Why is that so important to you?
My parents are originally from India, and I grew up with a lot of stereotypes and misconceptions about my culture, my heritage, and so it was really important to me to be able to educate our younger demographic, our younger generations, about really finding an understanding of everyone's beliefs, backgrounds, and being able to really communicate in that open and honest manner with one another.
I'm curious about the competency part, because celebrating diversity, I think most people understand. But where does the competency come in?
Right. And going back to that understanding of everyone's backgrounds, because it's not simply about opening a discussion about race, because that hasn't necessarily proven to be effective. It's really about engaging, particularly our younger generations, with other cultures, whether that be trying a new food, learning a different language, a different dance, some custom that might be specific to a culture. That's what really helps them break those stereotypes, break those barriers, and really get them excited about different parts of the world and to really form that global competency.
Yeah, and it's certainly today with the world shrinking, as they say, it's probably more and more important in order to get along in the world.
Not only from an educational setting, but from a business setting and global setting as well. It's really important.
Tell us and the listeners about your Circles of Unity campaign, because that to me looks like something that everyone can get involved
in. Yeah. So that really started when I was Miss Syracuse. I'm from Syracuse, New York. That's where my family is. And so every contestant has to compete in a local title. And then if they win that, they go on to their state title. And obviously mine was Miss New York. So this is something that I've been working with for 2 years now. And I've asked everyone now that I've become Miss America to tweet me their thoughts, pictures, or videos about what they think it means to be culturally aware at Miss America and hashtag Circles of Unity. So I'm really hoping that just creates a positive, enlightening discussion via social media so everyone can get involved.
Have you had great response?
I have. It's been really amazing just for people to really celebrate who they are and be proud of who they are and share that. I'm constantly retweeting and I try to stay very active. So it's taking off really well.
Tell folks how they can participate. It's hashtag Circles of Unity.
Yep. Hashtag Circles of Unity and tweet me at Miss America. But I search the hashtag as well. But it'd be nice if you could just tweet me in there.
Well, I'm glad you're able to share that today. But you're also here in Cincinnati for another reason, another great cause, which is the Children's Miracle Network. And tell us why you're here and what you're doing.
As Miss America, one of my jobs is to be the National Goodwill Ambassador for Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. And it's one of the favorite parts of my jobs. But I'm here actually for National Pancake Day for IHOP. And so March 4th, IHOP actually is giving away free stacks of pancakes. And we're asking for a donation, a contribution in return that will directly go to the Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. And one of the things that people don't realize is that all the funds raised in local communities in the Cincinnati area stays in this area. So it will be for your local children's hospital.
So that's this Tuesday, March 4th, and it lasts a long time, all day into the evening.
Yes.
And so you get your pancakes for free, but you will have an opportunity to donate.
Absolutely.
And also another symbol is the balloon. Mm-hmm. So there will be any participating IHOP where you can buy a balloon. And those proceeds will also.
Correct. Any amount you want to contribute and you get a little balloon, I think you can put your name on it. It will be on display. And that has already started.
What I'd like to know is perhaps what was one of the most unexpected things that happened to you after being crowned Miss America last September?
Oh, my goodness. Well, what many people don't realize is that they see the one night of the crowning of Miss America on TV, and then they see it the next year, and they don't see that full year in between of what really happens. And it's really a full-time job. Literally, the night I won, I was whisked off to a press conference. I had 20 minutes with my family and friends and was asked to repack all my belongings into two suitcases. And I have been living out of those two suitcases since September. And so it's an incredible amount of travel. I'm traveling on average 20,000 miles a month. I'm in no place longer than 48 hours, so it's a whirlwind of a tour, and it's very much is a service job. And in addition to working with CMN, I also work with my own platform, which we talked about, as well as promoting STEM education, specifically women in science, technology, engineering, and math. So it definitely keeps me busy.
I wanted to ask you about that because that was part of your bio, and you stated it's science, technology,
engineering, and math.
There is quite an effort to involve women, young girls, and get them interested in science as a career or science and technology related. What do you do to promote that?
One of the best things I can do is actually talk about my degree. I graduated from the University of Michigan, and my degree was in brain behavior and cognitive science. And through the Miss America organization, I've won a total of close to $91,000 to further my education. I have $60,000 of that to put towards graduate school, which I plan on attending medical school. And that's my story, but I think it's also really important to be able to talk to our youth and encourage them to think outside the box of STEM. I think we often think of STEM as you're a doctor or engineer or researcher, things like that. But there's so many fields that involve STEM that people don't realize. And I think that's really where high schools and universities can come in and help make those opportunities available, make those career paths known for their students.
What have you enjoyed the most about your reign so far?
Definitely all the people you get to meet. I mean, 1 year as Miss America is more than what most people do in their lifetime because, you know, I've already mentioned the hectic schedule. So definitely it's really exciting to be able to meet so many different people across the entire country and travel and hopefully get to visit all 50 states.
Would you encourage young women today to participate in a pageant?
Absolutely. And I really dislike using the word pageant. I like saying competition because I think there's such a stigma surrounding the word pageant. But particularly the Miss America organization, that's the only organization I've ever competed in. And like I said, because of this organization, because of the scholarships that are made available, $45 million are made available each year for women across this country within the organization. And because of that, I was able to graduate debt-free from an institution like, you know, University of Michigan is really amazing. And so it's paid for more than my education. It's taught me interviewing skills, networking skills, to be able to walk into a room and present myself from a business standpoint. There's just so many things that I've learned that isn't necessarily taught in school.
We're talking this evening with Miss America 2014, Nina Davuluri. And she's here because National Pancake Day is this Tuesday, and that's an opportunity to help raise money for the Children's Miracle Network. And we do have a Children's Miracle Network hospital here in Cincinnati. It's Cincinnati Children's Hospital. And if you donate at an IHOP that day, every cent of your donation will go toward the $3 million that they're trying to raise.
Absolutely.
Where are you heading from here?
Oh my goodness, where am I going? I'm actually going to Atlantic City. I'm doing an office visit. That's where the Miss America office is.
Absolutely. It's where the pageant used to be held,
yes, be held every year. And it's back home, which is great.
Good. Well, I hope you have some time with your family.
Thank you.
It's been such a pleasure to meet you. And thank you so much for all you're doing this year and for the rest of your life.
Thanks
as a doctor.
Thanks for having me.
Good luck.
Thank you.
For more information about Miss America, the competition, IHOP and their involvement in the Children's Miracle Network on National Pancake Day, please visit our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Robin Carey-Allgaier.